on Norm Shealy. Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and tonight I have on my show Dr. Jacob Lieberman, and we're going to talk about one of several of his books, Take Off Your Glasses and See. So if you have a seeing disorder, if you're getting old like me and your vision's changing, this is a show you're not going to want to miss. How are you, Dr. Lieberman?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for taking the time to come on my show.
So my pleasure.
If you would take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about you, how you came to do what you are now doing, and where people can find you.
Okay. My background is as an optometrist and as a vision scientist both. I have been involved in natural vision improvement in for about 41 years now. And it all originated from the spontaneous healing of my own eyesight in 1976, where I was able to eliminate my eyeglasses as a practicing optometrist and haven't worn any glasses now for 35 or 36 years. And also that 5 years before that, through use of similar techniques in the vision training field, I was able to turn around a lifelong reading problem that plagued my ability to learn, and it took me from a very average student to a dean's list student in a two-month period of time. So my journey has been over the last 40 years, initially seeing changes that were rather profound in my own life, then using the same approach with many, many thousands of people, probably nearing 40,000 during up to this point in my life. So that's a bit of my background as far as people reaching me. We have two web presences. One of them is called exerciseyoureyes.com, and that's a website that basically deals with a device called the iPort Vision Training System, which is the only patented, clinically proven, and FDA-cleared medical device designed to be sold directly to the public that significantly improves visual performance. Everything from attention, reading efficiency, comprehension, sports performance, comfort at the computer, and so on, and that's a device that has four peer-reviewed, published scientific studies behind it. So that's one site, exerciseyoureyes.com. And within the next week, we'll have a second site called jacoblieberman.org, and my last name is spelled L-I-B as in boy, E-R-M-A-N. And that site will deal with basically sharing most of my life's work, which deals with the integration of light, vision, and consciousness, and how the three are seamlessly connected in terms of expressing our humanity in the world. So that's a little bit of background on me, and I can get into more specifics if you'd like, but that's the Cliff Notes version.
Well, I definitely want to get into that before we get off this phone call. So if I miss something by the time we do this interview, and since you have new stuff, then you know it's important, please interrupt me and say, hey, but this is more important. We need to talk about this.
No problem.
So tell me that little, before we get started into the interview, that little machine you have, is it something, how much does it cost? Is it something that insurance pays for? I mean, is it something that, you know, the average person can get a hold of?
Yes, it is FDA cleared for over-the-counter sales, which means, for instance, many, many years ago, if you wanted to get Advil, this is before Advil was sold over-the-counter, it was called
ibuprofen. I remember that, by the way.
And, and you needed to get it by prescription. But then it was approved for over-the-counter sales, so now you can go to the store and buy many different versions, generic or non-generic, of Advil or what we call ibuprofen. Prior to our device being cleared for over-the-counter sales, if you wanted to experience vision training, which is a science that is taught in every optometric college in the world and has been around since 1928, you would have to go to an eye doctor, go through an exam, have them prescribe a program, and then you would go into the office and receive the vision training from the doctor or a vision training therapist. This device created a way for the average person to purchase something directly, and the cost of it is $240, and to be able to do this on a home basis. To give you an idea of how effective it is, as I mentioned before, we have four published scientific studies in optometric journals. It is being used currently by 1,500 behavioral optometrists, and those are optometrists that are involved in preventive vision care, in vision training, and they're looking at how vision is seamlessly connected with one's life because everything that we do is visually guided. So we have 1,500 doctors, and that's growing daily, that are using this device in their office and also giving it to their patients or selling it to their patients to use as their home vision training device. It's a tool that's designed to be used for 10 minutes a day. All of our studies were based on using it 6 days a week, 10 minutes a day, over a three-week period. Now, the device comes with 12 weeks worth of exercises that you can do and things you can do after that. But we were interested in seeing, can you get statistically and clinically significant improvement in overall vision performance using this device only 10 minutes a day for 3 weeks, which means that the people in the studies, and we have four studies, only use this for a total of less than 3 hours. And what we discovered in every single study we've done is that we get statistically significant improvement in a broad area of change, and we also find that most of the improvement continues to improve even after the user stops. So this is very different than going to a gym, lifting weights, getting bigger muscles, and then when you stop going to the gym, which everyone usually does at some point in time, the muscles become flaccid again. In vision training, you're not training muscles. What you're doing is you're directly training the brain. Why do I say that? The eyes are not a separate organ from the brain. The brain has two frontal extensions. You could say the brain has two satellite dishes that put it in direct contact with the outside world. And those satellite dishes are the eyes. They basically take in 90% of our life's experience, and they are responsible for 80 to 90% of all the information a human being takes in during their lifetime. They are probably the most exquisitely designed part of the body, have more than 5 million separate parts, if you will, to the eyes. And the eyes are designed to literally function at just about the speed of light and can even see a single photon, which means that there's a reason Shakespeare said the eyes are the windows of the soul. We look into someone's eyes, and we can see that when they're happy, because their eyes look bright. When they're sad, the eyes look almost flat. So we know that light both enters and exits the eyes. And as mentioned before, there isn't a single step we take that is not visually guided. So for instance, when we're speaking to each other, the way we know we're paying attention is because our eyes are making contact. if the eyes are not able to do this comfortably and effortlessly, then you will suffer from attention deficit disorder. You will have difficulty learning because when the eyes look...
Jacob, say that again. I want to make sure I really get what you just said, please.
Yeah. When people are looking at each other, the way we know that we're paying attention is because we're looking at each other. In fact, the whole attentional process is literally turned on by the eyes aiming and focusing. If the eyes are not able to aim on whatever it is they want to pay attention to, it makes it impossible for you to be able to pay attention. And paying attention or being present is the fundamental thing, the foundation for all of our learning. When the eyes aim, which is what causes attention to occur, they simultaneously focus. Focus is not an optical phenomenon. When the eyes focus is when the person says, oh, I see. That I see doesn't mean I can read the eye chart. The I see means I understand. So focusing and understanding or knowing are synonymous. The two eyes are always working together and moving continually because we say the only constant is change, which means everything in the world is continually moving, and the eyes are also continually moving with those changes. The eyes also work together as a team, giving us depth perception. Without depth perception, it would be like looking at a black and white television versus a high-definition, full-color set, which is very, very much live and in 3D. So when the eyes work efficiently as a team, it not only gives us depth perception, but it gives us the ability to see into things, to see deeply into life. So individuals that have difficulty using their eyes together as a team routinely have problems attending, have problems reading, have problems learning, have problems hitting a ball or playing golf efficiently. So when you improve visual performance, you literally have a global effect on someone's life. Most people, when they think of vision, they think of eyesight, the ability to read an eye chart. But that's a tiny, tiny speck in the spectrum that we call vision. Vision is not so much what you see, it's what you do with what you see. It's your response to life. So when I talk about the eye port as a tool that significantly improves visual performance, it improves all of these things that I mentioned. It improves it significantly within a very, very short period of time. Many people report that their eyesight improves, and some people report that they get out of glasses. But we do not make claims about that because we do not have any published studies that deal with that directly. We will in the future, but we don't have those studies yet. And so we don't want to make claims that are not based in some factual data. So that's a piece about the iPort system.
If a child, like I have a son that has attention issues, he doesn't have autism, but he definitely has ADHD, and I know he has a significant problem looking someone in the eye. I mean, he never, like, focuses on us, and we've been talking about that literally. So if a child were to use this, do they have to put forth effort, or do they just sit there and use it as a tool and it works? Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense. How old is this child?
He's 12.
Okay, perfect age. One of our studies, which is a university-run study, it was conducted at Northeastern States University College of Optometry, and again, this is a peer-reviewed, published study, which is a high-level study. It was on a population of kids diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, and the study demonstrated that using this as the only thing that they did, significantly improve their attention, their focus, their depth perception. Most of the time, kids that have ADD and ADHD have significant vision problems, not eyesight problems, mm-hmm. but vision problems that interfere with their learning. This device specifically works on that, and these kids not only begin to learn better after using it, but they play sports better and other things that they're interested in. In terms of does it take work, it's 5 90-second procedures a day. So you do a 90-second exercise, you take a 30-second break, you do another 90-second exercise, and you do that 5 times in a row, which means it takes 10 minutes or less.
And does
all of our studies are based on using it once a day, and it's very easy to use. So it's not like you have to do a lot of work with it.
So does this thing work you through the exercises, or you have to stop and read number one, do this, number two, do that? Or can you just put this thing on and
it does it? It's a device that works on batteries, and once you know how to program in the program you want, which is very simple, then you just move the device from one position to the next. If you're working with a child, you might need to show them how to do that initially, and then they should be, most 12-year-olds can do it on their own, but even if you did it with them, you would notice that your visual performance will improve as well. For instance, many people, I'm going to be 65 this year, I don't wear any glasses at all, but most people when they get to be 40, 45, all of a sudden they notice their arms are not long enough. They're having difficulty reading. When they use this device, they begin to notice very quickly that there's an increase in the flexibility of their focusing ability. Their eyes can move faster, they respond faster, they focus quicker, and so on. And many times, people that are finding that they're having discomfort reading around the age of 40 or 45 or using the computer, all of a sudden find that they can read and function much easier, much longer, and comprehend a lot more. Some people who are wearing reading glasses find that they can reduce, you know, the power of their over-the-counter readers or possibly eliminate them altogether. But people use it, they notice an improvement. If people, for instance, like to play sports, like golf, we've used this device with a lot of pro golfers, very high-level golfers, Olympic athletes, and they routinely report an improvement, a measurable improvement in their performance at what they're doing. So it can be used for a variety of things. To give you an idea, most of the world is using computers. What most people don't know is 80 to 90% of computer users complain about the stress sitting in front of their terminal. And it's even getting worse now because most people are spending their days looking at a little handheld device like an iPhone, which is much smaller and requires much more stress and effort to focus on. In fact, I recently wrote an article for the Huffington Post specifically having to do with this particular phenomenon. So most of these people complain about their eyes. It's called computer vision syndrome, and there is nothing available other than seeing a doctor and doing vision training with a doctor that can significantly improve this. We have found that using this device makes a significant improvement for those working on computers all day long. So people are finding that they're getting stress in their eyes and eye strain and so on when they're sitting at the monitor. This can definitely improve that, and it can do it pretty darn quickly. Some people notice a change even after using it once or twice.
That's amazing. So I'm looking at this thing here on your website right now. Is it? Do you use it with your computer? Because I see a CD there. Dr. Lieberman? Hello? Hello, Don. I think we've lost our guest. Hello? Oh, I think we're having some technical difficulties. Don Newsom, are you there? Hello? Hello? Sorry, hang on just a moment, audience. I'm going to try to get my producer and see if we can't get this worked out. Just a moment, please. Thank you. Okay, Don's working on getting him back on the line. Sorry. Tell you what, this sounds like something that I'm going to order as soon as I get off this phone call with him. Because I've found this very same issue in my eyes. Makes a whole lot of sense to me. So if you'll just give us just a moment, we'll get Don back on. Okay, Don's trying to get him back on the phone. He's having technical difficulties with Dr. Lieberman's phone. So give us just a moment, we'll try to have it worked out. And for anybody who's just tuning in, I have a new book coming out, by the way. It's called Consciousness Bridging the Gap. And it's a book of interviews, basically, with selected physicists or like Bill Tiller, Dean Radin, Henry Stapp, Brenda Dunn, Robert John, a bunch of the people that come on my show from the interviews that we've done over the years about consciousness. Here's my producer calling. Just one moment, please. Okay, that was Dr. Lieberman. He was calling to see if we were calling him back. Anyway, my new book is due out in June. If you're interested, if you will email me at evaher@gmail.com, I'll be happy to send you one of the chapters so that you can see if it's something that you would like to read. But I'm real excited about it. Check it out on my webpage, www.evaher.com. Also, this is the time of the year to start planning your health. You know, it's the first of the year. What are you going to do over the summer? So if you're interested in doing a medical intuitive reading and see what's going on or coming in the future, now's a good time to call and do that. You can reach me at 404-513-2895. If I tell you I can read you, typically what I give you will give you subtle symptoms of things that you're experiencing right now that's indicative of something that's coming. And I'll be able to tell you some things that you can do about it supplement-wise or nutrition-wise that will either stop or prevent or make it better. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a woman, but I'm pretty good at what okay, Don's coming. He's getting Dr. Lieberman on the phone. I'm so sorry for this, having you hold on. But he'll be back in just a moment. Anyway, check out my set. Oh, and I also read an article for Danian Brinkley's wife, Catherine Brinkley's magazine. Every other month when I write that, I post them on my webpage under the blog. So you'll go to evaher.com. Click on blog, and then click on archives, and there's a whole slew of articles in there, diabetes, heart disease, consciousness, all kinds of things that you can have to help you with useful tools at home to help you get better and feel better. So let's just hold on just a moment for Don to get Dr. Lieberman.
I'm here.
Thank you, Dr. Lieberman. I don't know what happened. That was really weird.
That's called the weapons of mass distraction.
Yeah. So what I was asking you is I was looking at your website, and I see that it's got a CD with it. Is it something that you use on your computer?
No. It's an actual separate instrument. The DVD is an instructional DVD that shows you exactly how to use it.
Okay, so you just wear this thing.
No, you don't wear it. It's an actual device that you use for 10 minutes a day. It's not a pair of glasses that you wear. It's not something you use on the computer. It's like if you went to the gym and you use one of their machines to work out your muscles. This is a single device that basically works out your brain.
Where do you put it?
You just put it on a countertop or a table.
Oh, and turn it on and do what with it?
You turn it on, you press a few buttons to program in what you want, and it tells you exactly what you're going to use each day, so you don't have to think about it. It's all the instructions of what you do each day, what settings and so on. It's all outlined for all 12 weeks. All you have to do is press a few buttons, which takes about 15 seconds to put it in, and then the device begins to work. And
is
you just
a
track
based
a series of lights.
Oh, it makes lights?
Yes, it has alternating red and blue lights, and your eyes track them, and you probably are saying, well, what's the deal with the red and blue lights? Well, the eyes respond to color, and so does your nervous system in a very specific way. When the eye has to look at red, it reflexively overfocuses. And when it has to look at blue, it reflexively or involuntarily underfocuses. So by alternating the colors, it causes, it's sort of like your eyes overfocusing, underfocusing, and it does it passively, which is the way your eyes respond in nature. The whole idea with this device was to train your eyes in the same way they get trained from normal looking out in the world. And this is why I think that we get such a high degree of success with such a small amount of time invested.
That's an amazing thing. Okay, I would like to ask you, I'd like to spend a whole hour talking about that thing because it interests me so, but to ask some questions. Is a change in vision normal for aging, or is it a signal from your body or mind that something's needing attention? Is it normal for your vision to show off as you get old? Is that the way it's supposed to be?
Well, it's both. It's both. If you drive a car, when the car is new and has no mileage on it, or very little mileage, it drives very smoothly. The tires have a lot of tread on it. The brakes can work for a long time. The battery has a long life. All of the hoses and all of the belts, they're brand new, so it runs really well. As it gets older, it gets a little looser. Things begin to rattle a little bit. Things get worn out. Initially, you have to tune it up, or you have to do brakes, or you have to change the battery or the belts or the hoses occasionally. But then you get to a certain place and you need to change your transmission or your air conditioning or your radiator or your timing belt. The body is exactly the same way. The more mileage it has on it, the more things need some occasional work, if you will, to keep them in good shape. So both, it is natural as we get older that we begin to notice that certain things wear out, including joints and so on. And it is also normal that it brings our attention to something that we can do. The body ages. Our awareness sages. There's a big difference. It's normal as we get older that we notice changes in joints and different parts of the body. But we also get wiser. We don't have to run as fast or look as far to see things. We can sometimes see things automatically just because of the degree of wisdom we've gained over a lifetime and the degree of experience that we've had. So both are true in terms of your question. Why I feel this is significant is, and most people don't realize this, is that the largest healthcare epidemic in the world is eyesight deterioration. Hardly anyone is born needing glasses, and yet two-thirds of the U.S. and world's population wear them, and those percentages are growing every year. Right now, by the time kids are 16 years old, in most industrialized nations, the U.S., Asia, Europe, the Middle East, about 87% of those kids, by the time they're 16, are significantly nearsighted, which means they lose their ability to see at distance. And so here, it's the biggest healthcare epidemic in the world. The only thing we do for it is we give you glasses or contact lenses. Well, anyone that wears glasses knows that that doesn't deal with the cause of the problem. Because if it dealt with the cause of the problem wouldn't continue to get worse. And the one thing that every eyeglass wearer notices is they go to the doctor, they get glasses, they think their problems are over because they can see better, but within a few days of wearing the glasses, they realize they can't see worth a damn without them. So they become addicted to those glasses, and every 6 months or a year, whenever they go back for their next exam, every single time, they need a stronger pair of glasses. Well, if the solution is the right solution, the problem shouldn't continually get worse. So what I realized years ago while I was in practice is that even though giving people glasses is often helpful in terms of giving them the ability to see, it actually feeds the problem. It actually causes the problem to continually progress. So what I like to do, and it's not either or, is if I'm going to give glasses, I give weaker glasses rather than stronger ones. If possible, I give stress-reducing glasses to kids, which helps them in school and often prevents their eyes from deteriorating. And we utilize vision training in the same way as you would use yoga. So, for instance, if any of your listeners do yoga, they know that from doing yoga, the body becomes stronger, more flexible, they have greater endurance, and so on. Well, if they started doing that at any age, you can get an improvement. But if they did it starting early on, they would probably notice that their spines wouldn't basically bow over, as many elderly people get. They would notice their joint pain would reduce, their muscles would stay supple and flexible. Well, it's the same thing with your vision. If you spend all day reading a book or looking at a computer, which causes your eyes to cramp up because you're looking up close all day long, then your eyes get adjusted to that distance, and then they can't see far away. This doesn't only happen for people reading and sitting at computers all day, but if you take naval officers and you put them into an enclosed environment, a confined environment like a submarine, they go in with excellent eyesight, and a high percent of them leave being nearsighted. So when you confine your vision, it creates nearsightedness. So if you can do some simple vision training procedures like what we do with the iPort, for a few minutes a day, you can probably prevent that problem from occurring, and you may even be able to reverse it. And this is the kind of thing that I did on myself after wearing glasses for 9.5 years, and I did this in late 75, early 76. I eliminated my need for eyeglasses, and I've not worn glasses in 36 years, and I'm going to be 65 later this year, and I don't use glasses for distance or for reading. And I spend all day working at reading or working at a computer or driving. So I know that this is possible. The degree of change I had is probably not possible for everyone. We each have different abilities to create change in different areas. But I do know that anyone that does some vision training can improve the performance of their vision and can change their ability to perform at whatever they're doing. Again, whether it's skiing, driving a car, reading a book, sitting at a computer, because your eyes are guiding every one of those activities. And if you can improve the performance level of your eyes, you are directly improving the performance level of your brain. We know one of the hottest areas of science today is called neuroplasticity, which means that when we do something, if it causes new wiring or new neuronal connections in the brain, what happens is your brain actually begins to grow. So, for instance, if you're a meditator, and we measure your brain before and after doing meditation for a period of time, the meditation will actually cause parts of your brain to grow that are directly related with different parts of your life. Since vision affects everything in your brain, when you do vision training, you cause your brain to grow in the same way as if you lifted weights, you would cause the muscles in your arms to grow, except there's no muscles in the brain. It's not muscles that are growing. You're getting a more complex set of wiring in your brain, which gives you more options in terms of what's available for you. So it enhances everything, as I said, from your attention, reading, learning, sports ability, and so on. And it's a very exciting area, especially for athletes, for students, for computer users, and so on.
This is one of the most exciting things that I've had in a long time. I'm personally excited about this. Your book talks about a whole lot more than just sight, though. It talks about how your vision affects what you've already discovered: posture, muscle pain, dizziness, teeth grinding, bedwetting, claustrophobia. So I wondered, could you talk just a little bit about those kinds of things?
Well, sure. Give you an idea. Would you feel better looking out a window or looking at a wall?
Obviously, looking out a window.
Right, and the reason is that your eyes are not stopped. You know, your eyes are not confined when you look out the windows, and your eyes need natural light to come in. Much of our health, many of our health problems are what we call diseases of civilization. They are diseases because we spend 90% of the population spends more than 90% of their life indoors. If your kids, many of the schools today don't have windows. They have, if you're an adult working or a kid in school, you're sitting in a space that has what we call conditioned air. It's air that doesn't really change. You have artificial lights, which do not change as the sun changes throughout the day with the passing of clouds and so on. You don't have continually changing smells. You don't have continually changing sounds. Well, the reason we say the only constant is change is because in Mother Nature, all of these things are interconnected and all of them are changing continually. And we are changing along with it because we are not living life. We are life. We are not the environment. It's not something we're looking at. We are the environment. We're part of this entire universal change. Well, we live indoors. We work indoors. We learn indoors. And when you do that, you deprive yourself of having a space that isn't confined for your eyes, and also having natural light. Now, most people, when they think of light, they think of something that interacts with the eyes and allows you to see. But most of the light that enters your eyes, about 75% of it, has nothing to do with eyesight and vision. It merely uses the eyes as a transparent biological window into the depths of your body. We know, for instance, that every function of the body is light-dependent, just like every function of a plant is light-dependent. The light gets into the body by way of the eyes. If you are spending your days indoors under artificial lights, or you are limiting the spectrum of the light coming in because the windows are tinted or because they're glass windows and they're cutting out the ultraviolet, which is a very important portion, what happens is your body is trying to run on sub-octane fuel. If you went to the gas station and your car needed high test, but you put in regular, you might find your engine would knock. And after a while, it would get deposits. And after a while, you'd need to rebuild your engine. Well, the body is designed to run under natural sunlight, which is the most potent environmental factor we have. Every function in the universe is light dependent. When you are working inside and basically feeding the body with artificial light, which is grossly different from sunlight, many of your functions are just not receiving the nutrition they need. So, you know, if you ate the wrong kind of food, you'd have malnutrition. But if you don't get the right kind of light, you have malillumination. And just like sub-octane fuel causes your engine to knock, sub-octane light causes your body to knock. And just like your engine in the car would get different deposits throughout it, in the human body, they're called plaques. You get plaques in your vessels. Things get congested. So the reason that vision, which is inseparable from light, is so connected to our health is that our body runs on light. And it does that by way of the eyes. So when you are reducing the amount of sunlight, either because you're indoors or because you're wearing sunglasses continually when you're outdoors, you're blocking the most powerful environmental factor. All the energy in your body, all the energy in your life, and all the energy in this universe is light. It's light energy. So when we are blocking that from getting into our body, let's say with the continual use of sunglasses outdoors, what ends up happening is it affects our health. It affects our wellness. And, you know, we've bought into an idea where rather than saying, well, it's all the processed food that we're eating that is related to many of the maladies we have, we say, oh, it's the sunlight. It's too much sunlight. It's ultraviolet light and so on. We are designed to have that. And so this is, you know, right now we have several major diseases that are in epidemic proportions. Heart disease, diabetes, obesity, macular degeneration, and cancer. These are the diseases of civilization, and they're all related significantly to vitamin D deficiency. Why? Because we're indoors all the time. You need to be outdoors for the sunlight to impregnate your skin and to create the synthesis of vitamin D in the body, which also causes calcium to be absorbed in your bones. And so all of the problems that the elderly are having with the breakage of their bones and so on is related to the vitamin D as well. So all the diseases of civilization can significantly improve if you have enough sunlight and enough vitamin D. So
I have a question here. if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Vitamin D happens to be one of my passionate topics that I'm constantly talking about. Even if we are outside and getting plenty of sunshine, is it not true that we must leave that vitamin D on for a period of time? I mean, we go outside and get oily and sweaty and get lots of vitamin D and come in and wash it off. So are we getting benefit if we do that?
Well, you know, most people are putting on sunscreens. And the sunscreens are often more the cause of the cancer than the sun. So we are trusting science often more than common sense.
And another question
what we need to do, what we need to do is get a minimum daily dose of sunlight. If you go out in the middle of the day, 12 o'clock is probably the best time, when the sun is directly overhead, and gradually build up the amount of time. The best time to be outside is between 10 and 3, 10 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon. If you gradually build up your time outdoors without sunscreens, starting out with a couple of minutes and working up to 20 or 30 minutes a day, you will get plenty of vitamin D from that. No sunscreens. Gradually build up your time. Why is it important? Because as you gradually build up the time in the sun, your skin naturally thickens and protects you from burning excessively. So you don't have to do it for a long period of time, but you need to spend some time each day. And by doing that, you lower your blood sugar, you lower your cholesterol, you lower your blood pressure, you increase your immune function, you significantly improve your mood just from being outdoors. And if you like to exercise, if you exercise indoors and then you exercise outdoors and you do the same exercise, you'll actually burn twice as many calories doing it outside as you do inside. So there's a huge benefit from spending time outdoors, and we've been talked out of it. And now science is beginning to realize that they need to talk us back into it.
I don't want to get off too much on vitamin D because I have so much to say there, and your book has so much other things. But I do want to ask you one more question about it.
Sure.
People, because that's one of my big topics, is vitamin D. People say, oh, but I take vitamin D. I take 1,000 milligrams a day. Well, I know, I mean, vitamin D, right, is fat-soluble, so it's going to have to be based on your weight. And I was taking, personally, 50,000 units a week for a year, and then I went back and had my vitamin D levels tested, and it was barely over, well, almost deficient.
And you mean it was barely over 30?
I don't remember the number. My doctor,
yeah, 30 is usually the low end that you'd like to have it.
Said, Eva, you're almost deficient. Well, I've been taking 50,000 units a week, but what I found out was I was not, and I was buying a good, what I thought was a good brand, but it was, the particles were so big it wasn't absorbing. So I want people to understand that that's important. Just because you take 1,000 milligrams of D a week, if you're getting it at Walmart, you're probably not getting any benefit from it, right?
Oh, no, no, no. Yeah, you just, you know, you need to take something that is of a high quality. You know, you would like to get something in the, if you can take liquid form, that's even better, the vitamin D3, and 1,000 international units a day is actually a very small amount from what we know now. You know,
especially
I would think the average
overweight
would want to take at least 5,000. And it depends on what their levels are to begin with. So, for instance, even though I try to get outside, my level was just slightly above the minimum normal expected. I started using like 1,000 or 2,000 a day, and within a couple months it was over 50,000, and now it's even above that. Some people need to take higher doses for a while because they are so deficient. The best way to get it is to get outside exactly the way that I mentioned. And by getting outside and also supplementing it in the way we discussed, your body after a while will begin to absorb it even more. If you haven't been spending time outside, your body gets acclimated to not functioning properly, and it takes a while for it to relearn how to do it. Remember, what you don't use, you lose. And what you are doing improperly, it grows. So we need to just get back to doing things naturally. Spend some time outside each day. And if you have a yard that's private, do it without any clothing on. Let the light get to every part of your body. It's extremely important. You know, people say, oh, sunlight causes melanoma. Well, it's really interesting. First of all, that's not really the case. Most melanoma are found in places where the sun never gets. So it's extremely important that you let sun impinge the body, that you do it between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. and midday when it's directly overhead is the most optimal time, and you build up your time gradually. You don't want to burn yourself. Start out with 5 minutes. Build up a minute a day. Make it like a little meditation period. You'll begin to feel better very, very soon. And the best way to do it, take your shoes off, your socks off, and while you're sitting outside, put your bare feet on the grass, if at all possible. And that is a wonderful stress reducer as well.
That's a wonderful, wonderful idea. We got just about 5 more minutes, so I wanted you to, what's the most important thing that you want to talk about? I have a list here, like pinhole glasses and holography and breathing in your eye sockets and vision walks.
Pinhole glasses are just a tool that people use sometimes to help them adjust when they've removed their glasses and trying to improve their eyesight naturally. But pinhole glasses in and of themselves don't do anything. They have an effect when you put them on, but there's no lasting effect when you remove them. That's from my personal experience. What's the most important thing I want to leave your listeners with? Notice how often you hold your breath. You know, there's something the body does continually. It expands, and then it contracts. It inflates, and then it deflates. That's not only a function of your lungs. Your heart is doing the same thing. Your blood vessels are doing the same thing. Your blood pressure is expanding and contracting. All your glands, all your organs, all your cells, and all your cellular components are continually inflating and deflating. Not only you, but everything in the entire universe is continually doing that. That's why life is literally breathing us. We don't even breathe on our own. What I've come to see is when people are efforting at things, and when they start thinking, or what I call worrying, they hold their breath. Begin to notice how often your breath is being held. The moment you notice it, your body will automatically start breathing. So what I try to tell people to do is, if I said to you, meditate for 20 minutes and focus on your breath, you wouldn't be able to do it. But what I'm asking people to consider is doing one-minute meditations. Throughout the day, take a moment, close your eyes, and just notice how your body is expanding and contracting. Do it before you begin eating. Do it after you finish your meal. Do it every time you're in the bathroom. Do it when you, upon awakening and opening your eyes, do it just before you go to sleep, and do it any other time that it enters your awareness. You close your eyes and just notice your body expanding and contracting. Every time you do that, you remind yourself of home base. You remind yourself of that part that says, ah, and there's a sigh of relief. You do that throughout the day, and after a while, you find yourself in a much more peaceful state, more embracing of life, in a greater state of wellness, and you find that you begin to model something for all the people you come in contact with, which is how to live at your maximum potential. Thanks so much for inviting me on the show today. It's been great. And again, if people want to have information about the iPort Vision Training System, they can go to exerciseyoureyes.com. And if they want information on me, they can go to jacoblieberman.org. And that website should be up in about a week, probably around the 25th of April.
Thank you, Dr. Lieberman. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but, man, you've got me excited about this. I think all of the, there's a nonprofit going on here in the county where I live trying to help kids with learning disabilities, and most of them, they're not stupid, and I bet you a dollar this machine would help them.
Let me tell you, we have schools where many of the teachers have this in the classroom, and the schools are offering this to kids that are having difficulties, but people can buy this and do this at home. It's not an expensive device, and it is proven effective.
Well, I'm excited, and I'm going to post it on my webpage to promote you. So thank you so much, and I hope you'll come back sometime and we won't have any technical difficulties. I don't know why that happened.
It's okay. It was perfect the way it was, and God bless you.
Thank you, and good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.